Tyler's Crack, get my mission above. Kher Shaita Bakata. Shinintu Bamavoy, Shayefo Tuma. Harielu Becheskas Tarp. A Kher Shaita, or a cousin, a deaf mute. A Shaita, somebody without dot, or a cousin, a child, that was found in a Mavoy, in an alleyway, which contained a Tuma. There was something coming in that alleyway that had the Kher Shaita or cotton come into contact with that Tuma, he would have become Tame. Even so, we consider the Kher Shaita and cotton, the Cheska Tara, we assume they are Tar, we don't assume they touch the thing that was Tame that was in that Mavo. The reason for this is that we have a cloud called Suffolk Tuma versus a Yachid. Speko Tame. Anytime we have a Suffolk, whether something is Tame, if the Suffolk developed in a Rishus HaYachid, a private domain, we would assume that the Suffolk would be Tame, we would be Mitame, we would have to be Machmir. This is learned out from Sota, a woman that is a Sota, that she went into a secluded area with a man. The Suffolk that we have, that maybe she had a relation with that man, she is considered Tame until we clarify the Suffolk by having her drink from the bitter waters. So from there we learn out that every Suffolk Tuma in a Rishus HaYachid, the Suffolk is Tame. As a Sota within a Rishus HaYachid, she went in a secluded area with the person that we suspect she had a relationship with. So too, any other Suffolk in a Rishus HaYachid would be considered Tame. But in this case, that the Kher Shaita Bakata had a Suffolk in a Rishus HaYachid, the Mavoy is a Rishus HaYachid, and we have a Suffolk whether they came into contact with the thing that's Tame in that Mavoy. Even so, they are Becheskas Tara. We would not say that it's Tame. The reason being is that this is an exception to the rule of Suffolk Tumor Shishayachas Veko Tame, because the Kher Shaita Bakata is Ein Bo Das Lishol. They don't have dots. We can't ask them whether they touch a tumor or not. And anything or anyone that is Ein Bo Das Lishol, that doesn't have the dots to ask them whether they came into contact with a tumor or not, the din is that even a Suffolk Tumor Shishayachid, the Suffolk is Tar. So therefore, the Kher Shaita Bakata, we would assume that they are Tar, even though we have a Suffolk. V'chol ha-pikeach b'cheskas tuma. V'chol she'en bodas lishol speko tar. But if pikeach, a grown adult, if he has a suffix, whether he came into contact with something that's tame or shusha yachid, then he would be b'cheskas tame. We would have to assume that he is tame, as we explained, that a suffix tuma b'shusha yachid speko tame is learned out from a sota. But anybody, or anything, that does not have das lishol, that does not have das, and we can't ask them whether they touch a tumor or not. In such a case, the Suffolk is Tar. The Ein Bo Das Lishol does not have the rule of Suffolk Tumor Rishus HaYachid, Sveiko Tame. So, Tyler's Paragimo Mishnah Zion, Tinek Shanimsa, beside Basak Bar, Tash Oshanim Biyotl. A child that is found on the side of a cemetery, right next to a cemetery. And the child is holding roses in his hand. The Ein HaShoshan Ela B'makom HaTuma Tar. And the roses are only found in a makom that is Tame. The only way for the child to get the roses is to enter a makom Tame, to enter into the cemetery, to get the roses. Even so, the child is considered Tar. The reason is, Shani Oimer, Acha Lakdan Vinasala. So I can say, maybe somebody else entered the basic bars, picked the roses, and gave it to the child. So it's a suffix. It's a suffix whether the child entered the basic bars himself to get the roses. Or maybe somebody else entered the basic bars and took the roses and gave it to the child. And since the child is Ein Bo Das Lishol, he doesn't have dots, we can't ask him whether he is Tame or not. The Suffolk is Tar. As we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, when we have a case of Ein Bo Das Lishol, we have somebody or something that doesn't have dots, and we can't ask them whether they're Tame or not. When we have a Suffolk, we say that it's Tar. So therefore, this child is considered Tar. V'chein chamor ben ha'kvaros kelov tahor. The same would be true if we have a suffix by a donkey that was between graves. We found the donkey walking in between graves, and the donkey had utensils on its back, and we don't know if the donkey stepped over a grave or not. And if the donkey stepped over a grave, the utensils on its back would be Tame. This suffix also would be decided as being Tar. The kalem on the back of the donkey would be considered Tar. As again, we have a suffix over here, Shein Bo Das Lishol. Obviously, we can't ask the donkey whether it walked over a grave or not, and any time we have a Suffolk that's Ein Bo Das Lishol, the Suffolk is Tar.